Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking horn fly control. We're back right after this.
Right now, you can get an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500 on new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and zero-turn mowers. That's right, an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500, or financing as low as 0% APR on select Kubota machines. So, what'll it be? Fuel in the tank or money in the bank? Learn more at KubotaBuyerDays.com or see your local Kubota dealer today. Hurry, Kubota Buyer Days ends June 30th.
Some folks believe that canola may be the perfect rotational crop for hard red winter wheat. And this year's canola looks pretty good, even in these dry conditions. Canola prices remain at a nice premium over wheat, and with PCOM, you've got an easy way to market your canola and capture that premium. To learn more about canola as a rotational crop for your wheat, give Heath Sanders a call at 405-232-7555. 405-232-7555. Producers Cooperative Oil Mill, proud sponsors of our daily email. The experts tell us that cow-calf operations and stocker operations that control the things they can control are the ones usually that are most profitable. With pest issues contributing to the loss of a significant amount of dollars in today's cattle industry, fly control resides near the top of most producers' to-do list during the summertime season. The most common mechanism for horn fly control has been the use of insecticidal ear tags. Veterinarian Greg Hanzelcheck says that horn fly resistance to these ear tags has become a growing concern. He explains there's a couple of reasons why.
Well, I talked to Dr. Ludwig Zurich. He's actually a livestock entomologist that has extensive experience with resistance. And he says there's a couple mechanisms. One is that because this insecticide fly tag lasts so long, that every time that a new generation comes about, we're killing off the flies that are most susceptible to the insecticide, and the ones that are resistant are breeding. And so over time, we've got a more resistant population. The second mechanism is that at the end of the season, these fly tags, the dose level of insecticide decreases to a very, very low level. And for producers that don't remove these tags, now these tags are targeting those insects that are the most susceptible, or what they're calling homozygous susceptible to the insecticides.
Dr. Hanzelcheck stresses how important it is to rotate tags from year to year in order to lessen resistance to the various types of tags.
When you look on the box, it's hard to tell from the chemical name whether it's a pyrethroid or organophosphate. So we strongly recommend that producers use their veterinarian and say, I want to use an organophosphate this year. What product do you recommend? And go that route.
In addition to the ear tag, it is important to understand there are other preventative measures available to help with controlling fly populations. Dr. Hanzelcheck touches upon supplementing ear tags with other forms of insecticides.
It's a great idea to supplement the ear tags with some type of back rubber or dusters or some type of topical mid to late in the grazing season. And we do know that even flies that have resistance to pyrethroids, actually there's some crossover, and they'll have resistance to other insecticides also. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely important that we concentrate not only on effective fly control, but that we concentrate on preventing resistance from getting any worse than it is at this present time.
Kansas State University veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanzelcheck on insecticidal ear tag management for horn fly control in our grazing cattle herds here in the Great Plains. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. Previous Beef Buzzes up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.